Scott with SJWellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 401. What is up with the Nazi salute, or if you talk to the right, the Roman salute from Elon Musk and Steve Bannon? Folks, this is a calculated global strategy. It's a psyop. But you got to ask why. We're going to give four or five, six reasons why this is a total psyop. What's the outcome? What's the desired outcome? This problem, reaction, solution, this order out of chaos. Do not fall for it. Do not fall for it. I stopped listening to Steve Bannon a while ago because I'm like, is this guy controlled opposition? You pray on it, my friends. But the first story I want to cover is, let's go back to Elon, who did this. When did he do the Nazi salute or Roman salute, depending upon who you talk to? He did it when he said the following. It is thanks to you, he's talking to Trump, it is thanks to you, Trump, that the future of civilization is assured. So Elon, who I think might be the false prophet, we've done a Bible study on that, multiple Bible studies. Is Elon the false prophet? He's basically saying, thanks to you, Trump, the future of civilization is assured. Are you kidding me? No, the future of civilization is assured in Jesus Christ and Christ only. You got to think spiritually with some of these comments. Now, I want to play Steve Bannon doing the same Nazi salute, Roman salute, whatever it is. He basically is saying, he's saying war talk, we're going to fight, and then he says amen. So there's going to be this link to Christianity here. I'm telling you, I've seen the playbook. They're going to link all of this stuff to Christianity, and that will play into the why as we go a little bit deeper in this VCast. And they're two white men as well. Obviously, there's a divide and conquer playbook on this, right versus left, black versus white, Christians versus Muslims, on and on and on and on. But what's their solution? Their solution is going to enslave you. Let's play this Nazi salute slash Roman salute, depending upon who you talk to.
The only way that they win is we retreat, and we're not going to retreat. We're not going to surrender. We're not going to quit. Fight, fight, fight. Amen.
Fight, fight, fight. This smells military operation all over it. And here's why I did this VCast. This is in Louisville, Kentucky. I lived in Louisville, Kentucky for 10 months. It's a great city. The state of Kentucky, I loved that state. This is a banner over a walkway, over a bridge, over the freeway that says wanted, dead or alive. And alive is crossed out with a white male in a suit doing this Nazi salute, this Roman salute, depending upon who you talk to. So the first part that they want is they want civil war and they need to kill the creditor. Silent weapons for quiet wars. Now, what's very important is what is the left leaning media say for this divide and conquer nonsense. Let's read some of the headlines. Steve Bannon mimics Elon Musk's very controversial salute from the Daily Beast. Did Steve Bannon flash a Nazi salute at CPAC? Steve Bannon seemingly copies Elon Musk's Nazi salute in controversial, and I'm not sure what goes on to say from the Irish Star, the Mirror US. Steve Bannon appears to mimic Musk's alleged Nazi salute weeks after the fascist. But you get the point. It's divide and conquer. They need to kill the creditor. Very, very simple. Now, here's where this is a global coordinated effort, just like the COVID-19 scam. Hate speech laws. Number two, Australia passes tough hate speech laws with mandatory jail time for Nazi salutes. So we have these two clowns doing the Nazi salute and or Roman salute, and then there are laws passing up around the world that you can't do it? This is a global operation to destroy your free speech. And we covered this a couple podcasts ago about Kanye West doing an ad at the Super Bowl where only thing that he sold at his website was a $20 t-shirt with a swastika on it. And then we had this video with all these Jewish actors and actresses giving Kanye the middle finger with the Moloch star, the Moloch logo, but they didn't give their approval. It was all AI generated. So in an AI video, Jewish celebrities give Kanye West the middle finger, but the entrepreneur creates the clip with prominent American Jews, none of whom consented to participating in rejection of the rapper's anti-Semitism. So personally, I think Kanye West is being told what to do. He's part of the club. He's not being a rebel. He's part of the club. This is order out of chaos. They're creating chaos to then actually censor and ban free speech. And this video with these Jewish actors is really creepy. This is taking advantage of their name, image, and likeness. But I speculate that they were told this was going to happen. This was them playing their role with the agenda. I'm just saying, my friends, it's a military operation, because you're going to start seeing different laws come out of this that will ultimately censor free speech. And we'll prove it even more. We'll prove this even more, because 60 Minutes just did a piece in Germany about hate speech and bullying and all this nonsense, right? All these laws. More people have gone to jail in the UK for free speech than in Russia. I saw that report. But I want to play a video of this guy talking about the 60 Minutes piece where they were glorifying going after free speech and bullying online. But we need to tie this to J.D. Vance, because J.D. Vance recently presented and he was ripping on his European colleagues for going after free speech. But what's ironic, and this is why this is a psyop, is J.D. Vance has links to Palantir, which is the pre-crime software. I mean, you can't make this up. You can't make this up. And then here's where this gets interesting is, as I said before, they're going to blame Christians and they're going to put Christians as these Nazis. Because to my point, J.D. Vance, this is from Religion Dispatches, J.D. Vance is merely the latest conservative Christian to use Nazi camps to cleanse his anti-Semitism sins. Really? Really? Script. This is a script. They're going to link Christians as Nazis. They're going to ban the Bible. That's hate speech. They've been promoting this for the last 25 years. But let's play this. J.D. Vance is not your hero. J.D. Vance is involved with Palantir.
After Vice President J.D. Vance criticized European officials to their faces in a speech last week about their crackdowns on free speech and political dissent, CBS ran a segment on its show 60 Minutes, where German officials explained and defended their government's criminalization of online speech. The segment featured interviews with a handful of German prosecutors and activists pushing for more government control over speech, all set over dramatic footage of German police raiding the apartments of people suspected for posting insults or political dissent online. Those interviewed proudly described how the government has made it illegal to insult people in person and on social media. They recounted stories of people getting convicted for saying mean things about German politicians. But much of the time was spent presenting the German government's crackdown as a clear-minded approach to prevent the return of totalitarianism. State prosecutors relayed anecdotes of citizens being charged for posting some unseemly jokes and pictures that used or referenced Nazi language and iconography. Left out were the less outrageous examples, where people were charged for posting dissent that didn't call for any violence, or for using Nazi symbols as a way to criticize the current German government for being too authoritarian.
I'm not buying it. J.D. Vance involved in Palantir? I mean, come on, we're dealing with actors. All right, we've covered this before multiple times in this ministry. Jewish leaders call for new editions of the Bible and the Quran to carry trigger warnings highlighting anti-Semitic passages because the Bible says Jews killed Christ. So they want to ban the Bible. And then I've also seen trying to ban the Bible because of hate speech against sodomites, that sort of thing. But again, I go back to what I just read about painting J.D. Vance as an anti-Semite. They're linking Christians to anti-Semitism. That's how they're going to ban the Bible. And I go back to the dream I had with central bankers, Jewish central bankers, coordinated attacks against their own with false flags in their synagogues. And they're probably going to blame it on Christians. You got to ask the question, how will they really be able to ban the Bible? They need to paint Christians as the boogeyman. They need to paint Christians as the wicked ones, as the ones that are the evil ones, the ones that are going out and creating all the chaos. I'm just saying, my friends, this is their strategy. How do you, my profession was marketing, And so how do you get to a future state that you want to get? You need all these tactics to fulfill your strategy. The strategy is to ban the Bible, one world religion, Noahide laws, new world order, one world government, e-government, total control, total enslaved, optogenetic, mind-controlled serfs. That's their goal. So how do you get there? Well, you need to boil us like frogs with incremental trauma. So you might be sitting back, if you're a Trump fan, you'd be like, Trump will never censor the net. No, please. In 2016, Trump said he was going to get with Bill Gates to censor the internet under the guise of stopping the Muslims. And then he went on to say, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, all the constitutionalists will say free speech, but they're just stupid people. No, Trump, we know who you are. Gun grabber, free speech censor, 5G, 6G implementer, warp speed, father of the vaccine. I mean, come on, folks, wake up from your delusion. They give you these carrots like men should not compete in women's sports. Of course they shouldn't. It's just common sense. So they give us these nuggets to reverse that are so outrageous, right? And then people think this guy's the savior. And it gets more creepy. We know Bill Gates sat down with Trump and had a nice dinner. They're all wings of the same bird. They're all playing to get us enslaved with their operating system, this mind control system, right? The soul trap system that we've covered in this ministry forever. But Bill Gates wants AI to correct free speech, criminalize vaccine hesitancy. So the solution that we've covered often with Bill Gates and others is they want this DARPA technology to have AI censor the internet in real time. That is their goal. That is their goal. And Trump, as the last slide that I just talked about, said, let's get with Bill Gates to censor the net. It's a plan, my friends. It's a script. Now, I don't watch Netflix, but I saw a bunch of clips of Bill Gates on Netflix, and his series was called, or I guess the documentary was called, What's Next? The Future with Bill Gates. So in the series, Bill Gates discusses various pressing global issues, including the potential of AI to address problems like online bullying. He's getting not bullied, but called out, and he hates it. He has a whole team searching the internet of people talking bad about him. His feelings are hurt. Wicked, wicked man, my friends. For every dollar he spends on pokes, he gets 20 back. The foundation, they think he's just this great man that is donating all this money. He's making money. Don't be fooled. It's all a shell. Gates explores how AI can be used to monitor and mitigate online bullying, emphasizing the importance of using technology responsibly to create a safer online environment. Blah, blah, blah. So he wants censorship for bullying. That's part of the script, this military operation script from these actors. And he wants censorship to stop people voicing their opinion, voicing how they were hurt and damaged by poison pokes. And I'm talking old school pokes. Facebook banned women from sharing their testimony of kids. Kids were fine. Eyes were alert. Went and gave them their poison pokes and they had dead eyes overnight. Facebook censored it. That's how I became awake to the criminality of these pokes. All right. Number five. This is an article that just went viral. Apple removes advanced data protection tool after UK government requests. You need to think about this. This is an interesting comment from Trumpet One News breaking. Apple removed its advanced data protection for UK users following government demands for backdoor access, allowing Apple and law enforcement to access iCloud photos and documents. So you need to think about this with these hate speech laws. The government wants to target you. They can have access to the cloud. They can even plant stuff. They can have AI scan it. This is a plan. This is a plan. I'm telling you, with my ministry, I have had documents put on my computer. I don't know where they are. I've had emails in my draft outbox I never constructed. I have had emails that I've sent that disappeared from my sent box. It's creepy. I just put the blood of Jesus on their evil and may it turn into a blessing. So pray for this ministry. But this gave me chills. So as we're getting all of these Nazi hate speech laws, bullying laws, then they get access to your cloud and they test things. They test them. They test them in certain countries. Now, when you put all these threads together, why the heck are they pushing the Nazi salute or the old Roman Empire salute? Why are they doing this? And why is Kanye West selling swastikas? And then why are we having this name, image, and likeness issue with Jewish actors that did not give their permission, basically flipping off Kanye West? Well, they need this censorship. They need this drama. They need to create a victim class for false flags, in my humble opinion, and maybe even some real events to persecute them. And then they need World War III and civil war and pure chaos and massive death to bring us all together with Noahide laws. And if you follow our ministry, the seven Noahide laws sound benign, but when you peel back the onion, if you worship Jesus Christ according to rabbis and according to Talmud sublaws, it's off with your head. Christians are so blind with this dispensational doctrine from Schofield that I'm convinced Schofield, Darby, Westcott, and Hort were involved in some very, very demonic things. Demonic. I'm not going to follow their doctrine. No way. No way. Read the Bible and let the Holy Ghost interpret it for you. Break from your brainwashing. I'm going to do a study on that too. One article I read basically said Darby was a flat-out Satanist. Flat-out Satanist. And you're going to follow that doctrine? Got to pray on it, my friends. We'll dive into some scripture after this. But this Noahide element to this, they need to create all this Nazi bigotry, anti-Semitism, drama, probably with a bunch of false flags from the dream I had, major persecution, and then boom, bring down the association of Christians creating all this drama. Off with your head. Off with your head. And then this echoes the times that we're living in from Israel 365 News, Sanhedrin letter to Trump. You have been elected to fulfill a heavenly mission. And the article goes on about implementing Noahide laws that with the sublaws behead Christians. And with rabbis' own words, we have billions of idol worshipers worshiping Jesus Christ that need and deserve death. Break from your love affair of the synagogue of Satan. It's going to get you killed.
So guys, we see on Israel 365, the Sanhedrin letter to Trump, that he's been elected to fill a heavenly mission. Okay, they even bring up Paula White in here about him putting her in there. And guys, it goes on to talk about, you know, the first commandment and the seven Noahide laws. And, you know, guys, on the outside, they look, and I've talked about it many times, you have to look in the Talmud to realize how deep these Noahide laws really are. And I've done basic little streams to talk about it. They even bring up, look, this was a letter that they had written a long time. This is the letter that they gave to him on February 12, 2025. It's exactly what we had read, but then it goes down and it reminds them about, you know, the temple coin, the Cyrus temple coin that they'd made in 2017 that a lot of people said was not real. Well, why would Israel send out a letter and have this coin in here if it wasn't real, my friends? So it is very real. And we need to definitely realize that we are in some biblical end times.
God's soldiers, watchmen. I thought he did a nice job going over a little bit more detail of that article. And that has to be the reason why we're seeing the psyop of the Nazi salute on so many different fronts. And we're seeing the NIL, name, image, and likeness, infringement with those Jewish actors using AI. Is there going to squash free speech? The reason why Apple is allowing backdoor access to the government, they're going to squash free speech. Bill Gates hooking up with Trump. As Trump said in 2016, we need to get with Bill Gates to censor the net. It's all coming together. It's all part of this AIB system. And ultimately, where this is going, it's going after the word of God. And eventually, as Noahide laws get implemented, Christians are going to get beheaded. You're going to have to choose. are you a goat or a sheep? And I don't think you're, I'm not a believer in the pre-trib rapture at all. I'll dive into some scripture later. And 95% of my closest friends that are Christians believe in the pre-trib rapture. So we debated a little bit and have some fun, but they are stuck in that doctrine. And the reason why the pre-trib rapture is very, very dangerous is because I've heard so many Christians say that they don't have to worry about the mark of the beast because they'll be out of here. Really? Are you sure? I mean, come on, man. Spiritual blindness, my friends, in my humble opinion, but stick with this. I'll go over some scripture. But you need to prepare yourself to endure to the end with a martyr's crown. Revelation 20, verse 4, and I saw thrones and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded. These are not the Christians in the tribulation time. These are Christians. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received the mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Now let's get into a little rapture talk. I'm recently listening to Derek Prince, and he's talking about the pre-trib rapture, and he's like, listen, there's nothing going to be quiet or secret about the rapture. And then he reads the following verse, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16 through 17, which pre-tribbers will say this is the rapture. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. It doesn't say with a whisper. He shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and get this, with the trump of God. Ba-boom! And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I thought this was interesting. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Go back to Ezekiel with the dry bones coming out of the grave, right? It all ties together, my friends. It's really quite an amazing book. But how does this fit the second coming of Christ? Revelation 19, verses 11 through 16. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Christ is coming back to make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. I mean, that's just powerful. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Get rid of your habitual sin, my friends. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. That's talking about Jesus. You can look at sister passages where Christ will rule with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath his vesture on, and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now this is key. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because it fits with hermeneutics, Revelation 17, verses 14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb, that's Christ, shall overcome them, for he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Now, pre-tribbers will say, the day of the Lord is God and not Jesus. Really? Really? I did a Bible study too. I caught this really researching the pre-trib rapture. You know, it says, as the days of Noah, one will be caught up, one will be taken away, caught up, and one will be at the millstone, grindstone. You know, I'm paraphrasing. And if you really go back to that passage at the start, the ones that are caught up are washed away. And that fits the parable of the wheat and tares, where they take the tares first and burn them. Study that. Caught up means drowned, not raptured out within that passage and within that context when you really follow those verses. Great time to be alive, my friends. Let's continue. Just looking for other sister passages about the rapture. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. I'm going to read this again. With the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. Boom. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. So the trump. When does this happen? This is key. We've covered this before. 1 Corinthians 15:51-52. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. So then you need to go to Revelation. How you read the book of Revelation, the bowls, vials, seals, and trumpets, they're the same story. I think they have different beginnings, personally, from listening to some scholars and some evidence thereof, but they all end the same. They end at this continuous point. And so at the last trump, that's when Christ comes back, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. So he doesn't, at the trump of God, he doesn't come at the start, comes at the last trump. How this is not so clear. This is so clear. We've been duped. We've been duped by Schofield hanging out with the Lotus Club with all these Satanists. The Lotus Club actually had some big central bankers that funded the overthrow of Russia that murdered half my family, sent them to Siberia. Acts 1, right? Jesus is the one that's going to be coming back, not the Lord. Acts 1:11, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye up gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." John 14, verses 1 through 3, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there ye may also be." So being with the Lord, caught up with the Lord, being with him forever, it's with Jesus. Just another proof point that the day of the Lord is the day of Jesus Christ. All right, if you have not seen Final Days Report episode 400, I highly suggest you take a look at it. It's a pretty deep one, my friends. And make sure you have a blessed day. Thank you for your support. Keep me in the fight. Don't fall. Don't fall for this Nazi salute psyop. Problem, reaction, solution. The end goal, in my humble opinion, besides civil war, kill the creditor, censorship, the ultimate goal is to blame this nonsense on Christians, to ban the Bible, and ultimately, after World War III and so much chaos, so much civil war, to bring on your Noahide laws. Have a blessed day, my friends. Thank you.